Charles Dunbar does, they're amazing. Mike Toole does fantastic panels. They're really entertaining and great. And I look forward to more fans rising to that occasion and doing great work, doing stuff that's more than just, hey, let's laugh at this anime. Like, I love people who do those deep dives and really bring substance to it. You know, look at the more niche aspects of Japanese culture, because people come to an anime con, they already love anime. They already love talking about it. Like, are you going to give them more meat? Are you giving them more stuff to chew on so they can appreciate anime more? That's the type of stuff I love to see. But then at the same time, it's also fun to just get in a room and just laugh about anime sometimes. But you can't have all candy in your diet. You gotta have some balance in there too.
In quite so. And what would you and what do you say to that, to the cultural aspects of a lot of these fan panels and what anime does? I mean, it's a big, purveyor of Japanese culture in this country. It's like many of us, it's the way, you know, we kind of learned a little bit about Japan, from anime. What are your thoughts on that, especially with the fan panels that, that kind of delve deeper into the subject matter?
I think it's always a positive when they're well researched, but it's very easy to get bogged down in facts and research. As a panelist and as someone who entertains, because a panelist is an entertainer, and anime convention is an entertainment event, so you do have a responsibility to entertain and make it about the audience and not you. I think sometimes you get bogged down in like, here's all these facts I have, digest all these facts. You have to make it bite-sized. You have to make it accessible. You have to make it entertaining. You have to kind of think like, okay, your job is infotainment. You want to give people a taste so they go and research it more on their own. You want to leave them wanting just a little bit more. You want them hungry. You're not there to do, like, sometimes you see these panels and they're kind of like, here's college professor lecture, but there's no test. You got to give, you got to plant that seed. It's not your responsibility to plant the seed, water the plant, watch it grow, prune it, and everything. You can't do that in an hour. All you can do is plant the seed and inspire conversation.
But what are your thoughts, though, on its cultural significance? I mean, do you think that there is something that, that it's kind of – I don't want to say being absolutely informative, but I am saying that, it is a it's a real preview into – another land, another people, another culture. I mean, what do you think of the significance of this interest, especially in America, in anime that then results in an interest in Japanese culture?
I think it's more than just an interest in Japanese culture. It's an interest in the culture beyond your own.
Mm-hmm.
For anime fans, Japan is the easy target in that that's the first thing you branch out into. But the ultimate significance of these events, these panels, these presentations, all this, is to learn to love something far beyond your borders, because that's the stepping stone to learning about the whole world and appreciating different cultures, different ways of going about things. So it's bigger than America, it's bigger than Canada, it's bigger than any one country. It's a stepping stone to the world. And if people find the love of Japan through anime, great. Maybe their love of Japan will inspire a love for other countries, the rest of the world, and get that understanding that there's multiple ways to think about things. And through that, that's how the world becomes a better place, when you learn things from other people's perspectives. So I see anime as a potential catalyst to that for a lot of people.
All right. And considering all this, knowledge you've accumulated on your path into it, I mean, getting back to the final point, the panel you suggested about, how I got into anime, and you can too, to those who are getting ready to jump on this journey, who may have been inspired by that panel and by the words you've said in this interview, what would you say to them if someone came up and said, I want to go there too?
It's always be learning. There's no direct path. Mm-hmm. I have not met two people in this industry that came into it the same way. everybody finds their way through non-standard means, but having a deep love for the content, and love just isn't a fanish fascination. Love is doing the right thing for the thing that you care about. And sometimes hard decisions have to be made. Know your history. Know how the industry works. If you're in college, try to get an entertainment internship. Bonus points if you get one at anime or manga company. But learn the inside. If someone from the industry or a company is going to a convention near you and they have a volunteer program, consider volunteering and just watching the fans and listening and interacting with them and seeing how the show floor works. If not, and your local convention is looking for volunteers or staff, give your time, learn how an organization works. But always be learning. I mean, even still, my specialty is anime marketing, but I'm reading business books all the time. I mean, be it serious business books or the little tiny single serving ones I like to affectionately call trashy business books. Always be hungry, always be thirsty. But for entertainment, never stay 100% formed in your ways. Never come to a meeting or to an idea any more than about 60% formed on it. You have to have room for flexibility. And the best thing you could do is learn by doing, have a thirst for knowledge, immerse yourself in the environment, get to know people in the environment, and make a judgment if you want to pursue it further, because you could go and run in these circles and decide it's not for you. And that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But definitely get involved early on. And you got a chance. Always be looking for opportunities. They might not be what you think are opportunities, but be open to anything. You'll be amazed at what happens. I never knew that not very confident girl in Indiana who thought Sailor Venus was cute would ever be working on Sailor Moon someday. Or that girl in the comic book shop that was reading Ranma would even be working on Ranma someday, or anything like it. And you might not even know now that this is your path, but you can always be working towards something greater than yourself. And some of us will end up in the industry, and some of us will just be admirers of the industry, and some people will just be fans of the content. And we need all of those people, definitely.
Very good. Well, that's pretty much all I have here. Charlene, is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience?
Well, thank you, to all the fans. Thank you so much for supporting Viz, through publishing, through anime, through streaming on Neon Alley and Hulu. It's because of everyone's support that these creators in Japan can make the content that everyone loves and that we get to live our dreams every day. It's because of your support, and we are always eternally thankful. And keep exploring new content, keep being a fan, keep being nerdy, and keep showing your passion, and you can't go wrong.
And support your local anime shop, folks. Indeed. Thank you very much, Charlene, for taking the time to sit with me, and I hope to maybe perhaps we'll speak again in the future.
Yes, thank you. Anytime. Thank you so much for spending the time with us.
Excellent. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.